Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
These certain verses stick out to me because God is showing us, God is telling us how important it is for us to keep his commandments. He says that we guard these teaching as the apple of your eye. Most times, you know, when we are talking in relationships and we're talking about a female, we usually call them the apple of our eye. And that is speaking to the fact how special and how special this person is to you, and how this person is special to you. So this is showing the how God wants us to put his commandments in our heart. He says in verse 2 to keep my commandments and you will live. God is telling us these because these are the very important things that he wants us as men to get on this line and get out of his word. And verse 4 says, say to wisdom, you are my sister. This is how close God wants us to be with wisdom. This is how close he wants us to be, because when your sister, the relationship between the y'all two, between the brother and the sister, is so powerful and so tight knit. So God is saying, for wisdom, I need you to be very tight knit with wisdom. I need you to have the wisdom to understand the things that are going on. Some things that we endure in our lives, we go through them, and sometimes we make mistakes, and sometimes we go places and somebody talks to us the wrong way, and we blowing up. But wisdom says if we just calm down and just walk away from the situation, if it cannot be rectified, then things will happen in such a smoother manner. Anthony?
And the connection that I see there is basically where it says the apple of your eye, you guard that. I feel like if you're the big brother in the situation, like you're saying about the sister, you always guard your little sister, whether it's your little sister, your big sister, you always watch out for her, and you always make sure that everything is okay with her. And I think that the tight-knit thing comes to where, like, you know, we should be reading the Word every day, getting it in, praying to God, speaking to him, talking to him all the time. It comes down to a thing where it's like, where you see your sister every day when you're growing up with her. So you need to see God every day. You need to guard the teachings that he gives you. Like it says, write it down in your heart. Once you begin to start building upon that and you start talking to God every day, reading the Word every day, become a part of you, and you won't ever forget it.
Amen, amen. And we have to get God's word in our heart and get God's word in our heart, so that when we come up into these situations, because we are understanding that we are in a spiritual warfare. We can't fight fire with fire. We can't just keep trying to attack this person, attack that person, because we think they are the reason of why we're going through. When your spouse is acting up, and when your children are acting up, when the people on your job are acting up, these are the spiritual warfare that we're going through. So instead of saying, well, such and such, I'm just going to punch you in the face, or whatever you might do, we fall to our knees and we start to pray and we start to ask God to show up and show out, because we on our own flesh, the things that we want to do, it will lead us to trouble. So we have to keep his commandments in our hearts, so when trouble arise, that we'll be able to speak the words and the trouble shall cease. Is there any more other men on the line can chime in on this?
All right, we're going to go to, my father's on the line. We got 7877.
Yeah.
On this?
Yeah, I think you guys are head on track about that daily relationship. When you have that daily relationship, what it does is when these challenges of life come, you can move in the correct direction. Because nobody's exempt from temptations or challenges, but we, as men of God, we have the upper hand because we have the Word of God that will give us the instructions on every situation in our lives. And so you guys are right on it by, you know, encouraging men to get into the Word of God so you can apply it to your life, because you'll have victory. But without that Word, you're gonna suffer some bitter losses. And I know there's a lot of brothers out there who are continuing to suffer bitter losses, whether it's with their wives, with their girlfriends, with their jobs, because they don't have this wisdom that only comes with, you know, putting it as a priority in your life every day, taking that time out to spend with God and saying, God, I know you know this day from the beginning to the end. Give me the wisdom, guidance, and the understanding to be able to deal with it the way you would have me to deal with it. Ask God to bless you, that you can control your spirit well, that you will conduct things in a manner that's pleasing in his sight. And even when it gets tough, you'll still be able to have that resource there to be able to handle it. And you know, Proverbs is a book that is written from a father to a son. We need to pass it on, pass it down, because there's always somebody younger than us. Might not be our biological son, but we can pass it on and let them understand, hey, life is a monster, but God's word is able to tame that monster. You guys are right on point with that.
Thank you. One of the points that I feel like he made on that, I was listening to an interview earlier this week of a great producer, L.A. Reid. He was like, basically, the interview was talking about different artists that he's worked with over the time, and, you know, Michael Jackson passing, Whitney Houston passing, and all the greats that he talked to. And he was like, basically, when it came to a close, that the way music is, music hasn't changed, but the way that music gets out now has changed. So I feel like that's the same way we can apply it to the word, because basically it's the same thing over and over again. Nothing has changed, but the way that it gets out and the way the different situations come about is not the same. You know, we don't wear sandals no more, and, like, you know, in the old times we wear shoes and stuff, but it's the same exact situations. And it can always be applied differently. Brother Jamal, you got something to say on that?
Amen. Both of you guys' points are right. I'm liking the way that y'all are coming from the points. Oftentimes, you know, we have to get into a place where, you know, we sit down in the Word of God and see what He has to say about so many situations in our lives, and we have to be able to relate them. These next couple verses, they are extremely important, because he was telling us to say wisdom as our sister and insight the relatives, because it follows up in verse number 5 and says, they will keep you from the adulterous woman. Good God Almighty. Sometimes we have to get away from the adulterous woman. And it says, they will keep you away from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman, and with her seductive words. It's a lot of us that has been in a lot of trouble with females just because of what they're saying, or a lot of us get sidetracked because, as Pastor said, she talks it good. But we have to be mindful to keep the wisdom and the insight of Christ inside of us, so that when temptation arises, as such as this adulterous woman, she won't be easy. It won't be that easy for her to knock us off the trail. What you think about that, Brother Anthony?
I think you're right on, and it keeps going in verse 11, where it says she is unruly, and defying her feet, never stay at home. Now in the streets, now in the squares, not even on the corner. I mean, at the corner she lurks. I think it's like, you know, every corner you turn, there's going to be somebody there. You know, somebody that's going to catch your eye or something that's always going to tempt you. And like we're saying, you just got to stay focused and keep your eye on God and look for the right one, as it's been stuck in Proverbs, the one that that you need, the one that God will provide for you, and not just the one, you know, that looks good and don't got nothing upstairs.
Amen. Definitely says that every corner she's lurking. So we must be on our game. We must. So this is how important it is for God, especially because he knows what he created. He knew he created men that's going to love us, some beautiful women. That's going to love everything about them. God just, you know, he just made them like that, made us like that. So what he's telling us is that you have to hide my commandments in your heart. You have to learn you have to take my teaching and take heed to it, because these are the things that are going to come about. And if one thing that can't pull a man off a side, or one thing that can't get a man sidetracked, one thing that is for sure is a woman. A woman can make a man just mess all up. His mental just all messed up. Think about something else. Now we see her, now we think about all this other crazy mess. So these are the reasons why God is letting us know, or telling us to take heed to these things. Because the wayward woman and the adulterous woman, she coming. I'm letting you know she coming. But if you hide the word in your heart, if you write them upon your heart, if you write them in your heart and keep the commandments, and the wisdom is close and the insight is closer, we can't go wrong. Can I get some of the men on the line to chime in on this?
All right, we're going to go to a 7348 number. 7348, you got something to say?
Hey, yeah, good morning, gentlemen. What I would want to say is that, like you said, it's hard to stay focused. But one of the things, and I just want to go back to something that Anthony said earlier when he was talking about the relationship between a brother and sister, and I know you have a sister, so you can relate to that. But you helped me to see it in a way that I hadn't seen, because when you were saying that, you know, a brother and sister see each other every day, and in that same way, that's how we need to be in the Word of God and in our relationship with God, building every day. And I found that it is very hard to focus on the world or get caught up when you're focused on God or you focus on the Word. It's only when we take our eyes off of the course when we get distracted.
Amen. Sorry for just traveling on the situation.
Yeah. When I always tell the guys that you're a man, and you have to realize that God created me to be attracted to men for the primary reason for us to reproduce and to continue the family. And so if you got eyes in your head, you're going to see, you're going to be attracted. And he says that this woman is going to be on every corner. I always tell the guy, booty gonna find you. Booty will find you. I don't care where you are. You can be at home. You can be on your job. You can be somewhere minding your business. Booty will find you, and it will teach you. And you have to be prepared. And I'm not trying to reproduce. I'm not trying to get no relationship. If you don't want to do it, you can cost you expensive. You just stay longer than you want to stay, and you really have to understand that this stuff is brutal out there. A woman, she look right and dresses right and talk it right, she can get practically any man that she wants. But the man has to be strong enough in God and in faith to be able to say, hey, you know, this is not right. This is not for me. This is not what God wants for me. And you have to keep it moving. I think about the book of in the Bible where it talks about Joseph and Potiphar's wife, and where he was trying to get busy, but he kept his integrity, and he actually ran away. He ran away in trouble. He was going to Brother Jamal. Like Reverend Brown said, never teach to be able to be in the midst of them.
Amen. Thank you. I'm thankful for everybody's points. You guys are hitting it on a nail. Y'all really, really hitting it on the nail. So what God is trying to tell us is that because we are men, these are the things that are going to happen. When we see a woman, like Pastor just said, that's talking it right, we're going to go straight to her. So this is the reasons why that we have to keep the wisdom and insight close. It says, in verse 24, it says, "Now then, my sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways or stray to her path." It says, many are the victims she has brought down. Her slain
are a mighty throng. Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death. So what God is trying to tell us here is that she is no good for us. But without the wisdom and the insight, we will never be able to understand that we'll be on. It says that her excuse me. We must pay attention to that, because it says that her house is a highway straight to the wrong path. So when we understand that it's just not about the looks, because that's what really gets us men, about what she looking like. Because if she's looking good and she, then that's what we rocking with. But we don't take the time to sit this person or our relationship down in front of God, asking him, "Is this is what you want for us?" And because we don't sit down and ask, because we already know on the inside that this is not the person that God wants us to be with. But because she makes us feel good, makes us look good, this is the person we're going to rock with. There's so many people that have been in marriages for a long time, and there's no love in the marriages. It's just in a physical attraction. Shorty look good. Oh, yeah, he look good. We going to hook up. So we must, as men, continue to get on the first word. That's why it's important for us to get on this first word and study God's word, so we can know the things when it comes down to our everyday life. Everything that is in our everyday life, God supplies us the blueprint and the Bible. What do you think about that, Brother Anthony?
I think you're right on point. A point that I was thinking of was a time before I had a Bible study that I went to with Brother Ricky. Basically, what the pastor was saying was that in certain situations, you already know what's going down. So I feel like as men, when you see her coming, you already should know, and you should use your wisdom, you know, try and remove yourself from that situation. Because once you get in it, you know, it's real hard to get out of it, because you already, you know, already started talking. And in verse 21, it says, "Her safest words, she leads him astray. She seduces him with her smooth talk." She talks to you good. She leads you in. Very seductive. I mean, there's nothing else that you could do. So, I mean, once that happens, you kind of in a pitfall. You're just falling. And I feel like when we use our wisdom and we recognize that situation already coming about, because you already know when you start talking to somebody what you want to do, it was like the intentions. You already should know their intentions, or if you're talking to somebody, the intentions either to do what you need to do with them, or you're just talking to them, or you're trying to get a relationship with them. And the thing is, when you categorize it in the way that you should, and wisdom comes down to it, I feel like you recognize what you need to do, and you should try to remove yourself from that situation, because in the end, it's not going to be good. Like it says, it's the highway to the grave, and that's where she's going to lead you.
Amen, amen. Every single time. Can we get some of the men chiming on this situation?
Yeah, I'm with you guys on that. And one of the things the enemy does is he'll wait for you to be in like what it's called a compromised situation, or you might just be lonely, or you might, you know, been somebody hurt you or whatever, and you're going about your business, and Jordan was break time and catch you. He's not on guard or not on point. And so we got to be careful to guard our emotions. We're feeling weak, when we're feeling tired, when we're feeling hurt, to make sure we, you know, the first thing that we can do is that we don't see what we can do, because we'll lead you to hell, lead you to the grave, and you'll be than you were before. And that's the way you want. He doesn't want you to get it. He wants you to be worse off and then be worse. Yeah. Then he's going to try to make it worse on the next one. You got to definitely make sure if you're going to bring it back on the team, you want for the next thing that comes off the road, that you're making the wrong decision and say, hey, this is the first thing. And I'm going down that other road.
All right, Minister Rouse, you got anything to chime in on this on the last part here?
No,
bro.
I don't have a comment right now.
All right. All right, Brother
Jamal. Amen. Amen. So these are very serious matters. They're very serious points because in dealing with our relationship, in our relationship with God, first and foremost, we can't let anything, and I mean anything, tear us away from what God has for us, from the walk that God wants us to walk. We cannot let anything turn us away from God. So this is a very good proverb right here, because especially for us men, you know, it's a lot of us, you know, that are in relationships and that some are married. And we still got a little shorty on the side because shorty is, you know, she got it going on. She's looking good. She's talking it good. So we have to be able to resist the temptation, get into God's word, and really and study. And when we start to fear the Lord and we start to understanding what's going on, then that's when the wisdom comes in and the insight, and we'll be able to hold it close to us. I know we were talking about the relationship between the brother and the sister earlier, and that's how close God is letting us know that he want to have insight and wisdom to be that close. like when Reverend Graham said about, you know, your sister, you see her every day, and the conversation is continuous every day, and you see this person every day. That's how God wants us to be in his word. He wants us to be in his word every day. He wants us for it to be familiar to us. He wants us to be able to be comfortable enough to know that without a shadow of a doubt, I know that when I'm going through whatever I'm going through, no matter what it is, that I can open this word and get what I need. I don't continuously need to go to the doctor. I just need to open the word where the healing is. I don't have to keep talking to my friends, or I don't have to keep talking to Shorty, or I have to keep talking to my man, but I can go and open the word of God and see what he has to say about it, because only what he has to say matters. Any last words from anybody?
Last word that I want to add, like you were saying, one thing that I thought of was, it's like when your sibling, you know what they do, you know, they, you know, the type of person that they are because of how many years you spend with them, you know what they'll do. I feel like, you know, once you get comfortable with the word, you already know when it's coming, and you already know what the enemy is going to do. So you can already fire back because you'll be ready, and you already know what's going to happen because you know the word of God, like, back of your hand. Like, you know them like your sibling. You'd be like when some people come to you, you'd be like, you know, sometimes, like, I don't think she would do that, you know. No, that's not right. You know, some things that they will do, be like, yeah, that sounds like her. I knew she did that. So it's like, you know, that you should know them like your sister, like you're saying. Anybody else?
No.
Yeah, I just...
Go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, I was just going to say that one thing that you said, when you said you also know what the enemy would do, but just to piggyback on that, not only that, but by being in the Word and walking with God every day, you'll know what God's going to do, and you'll be reminded of the things that he's already done in your life, and know that there's nothing that he won't do, and everything that you've been through, when you get to the next situation, you can reflect and remember, okay, I've been here before, I know what happens at the end, and you get the experience to get to the end result, and you know in the end that it's good.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah, only thing I would add to that is it's all about relationship, fella. You got to have a good relationship with God. And if you have a good relationship with God, then you can have a proper relationship with anybody. But, you know, that's the good one.
Amen, amen. This was a great dialogue today. We're going to end it with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for everybody, Father God, that got on the
the first word, Father God, to get this word first, Father God. We want to say bless everybody on the line, Father God. Please be with us in our church services, Father God. Please bless Pastor, Father God, as he brings the word. Please build him up, Father God. Make him strong. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.